Last week in the Upper Lynn Canal, there was evidence of a surprising warmth at altitude. The Haines Avalanche Center's weather stations registered temperatures of up to 40 degrees at mountaintop level. A 33-mile resident reportedly observed snow melting in the high country above his home and water cascading down the mountain when it was a cold 5 degrees on the valley floor. This is indicative of an inversion phenomenon, also called an overrun. We contacted Rick Fritsch, forecaster at NOAA's Juneau office, for comments.
Most of Southeast Alaska saw temperatures that were aloft, anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 feet up into the atmosphere, much, much warmer than the surface temperatures. Cold, dry, Arctic air that came at us from the Yukon and from British Columbia settled down low and kept us very cold at the surface. Meanwhile, we had air coming in from the southwest at altitude that was significantly warmer than the surface.
Fritsch says the warm air layer likely extended from 2,500 to 5,000 feet, meaning last week one could have been comfortable up Mount Rybinski wearing only a sweater. These air layers are eventually mixed up by wind. He describes how drastic the differences can be between his workplace and downtown Juneau.
We could be in the upper teens, maybe lower 20s, and no wind. And then 10 miles away, downtown Juneau, there's a lot of wind making all the air mix vertically. It'll be 20, 30 degrees warmer downtown than it is here in the valley. So the wind-sheltered areas are really where we see the inversions most of the time in the winter.
This high-altitude warm air melts the top layer of the snow, which freezes again when the temperature drops. This increases the risk of avalanche. Here is Haines Avalanche Center Director Eric Stevens explaining the process.
The ice layer forms in the snowpack, and that acts as a barrier, and it keeps temperatures from moving throughout the snowpack, and it keeps moisture from moving throughout the snowpack. And it basically builds up energy right around that crust and causes crystals on either side of the crust to get weaker. And those form a weak layer over time, and then avalanches can fail on that weak layer.
It isn't a rare phenomena, and the Avalanche Center keeps track of those ice-forming events and takes them into account in their risk assessment.
So the inversion created a new crust this last weekend, but it's definitely not the only crust in the snowpack. And in fact, we've had other more significant warm-ups over the last month or two that have caused much more significant crusts, even than the one this weekend. So we're much more worried currently about some crusts that are deeper down in the snowpack, back from November especially.
Stevens warns of a particularly high risk of avalanches for at least the first part of the winter.
We've got a pretty dangerous persistent slab problem that can be tricky, it can be hard to predict, and it can definitely lead to deadly avalanches, much more so than in previous years. So we really want to express caution and make sure people are checking the avalanche forecast and generally just being conservative with their decisions in the backcountry. And because these are persistent weak layers, this danger is going to last for a little bit, a matter of weeks, could be months. It kind of depends on how the winter progresses. Hopefully by later in the late winter, early spring, hopefully things will be healing a little bit, but it's way too early to say. As for now, it's pretty sketchy out there.
Global temperature rise and the more extreme weather variations associated with it increase the risk for avalanches everywhere. You can find a link to the Haines Avalanche Center on our website. Reporting from Haines, I'm Alan DePremenil.